With me right now is Dr. John Green, professor of political science, Bliss Institute, University of Akron. And John, why don't you look at primary day in Summit County?
Well, you know, I think the marquee race was for the mayor of Akron, and there was a clear result. Seamus Malik, who is the Ward 8 councilman and city councilman in Akron, won a substantial victory. He got about 43% of the vote, which is very impressive in a seven-person race. And, you know, some of the more recent polling showed the race to be pretty close. Malik was generally ahead in those polls, but within the margin of error of the surveys. But between when those polls were taken and election day, clearly a lot of people, many of the undecided voters, decided that they want to change. And in Seamus Malik, they have changed in several senses of the word. He's a young man. He's 32 years old. He's from Akron, but hasn't been involved in city government for that long. And also, he brought a new set of ideas. And that very same polling indicated that whomever voters were for in terms of the candidates, what they were looking for was a vision for the future of the city.
John, when you look at Seamus Malik, as you mentioned, 43%. Marco, who has done about everything in Akron government, Marco Somerville, 26%, and then Tara Mosley was 17%. I was wondering going into yesterday a couple of different things because I didn't know which way was going to go, and I saw the polling where these three were kind of very close, and I was wondering if people might want to change, maybe a different direction, freshness, that the Seamus and Tara tickets might cancel each other out, which might propel Marco to the top. And then I was thinking, well, maybe Akron doesn't want a Marco Somerville mayor and a Margo Somerville president of Akron City Council. Does that open the door for someone else? And I was wondering what research, what study, what history tells you when you've got races of seven candidates, some with some freshness, some with people that have been there, done that. What has that told you in the past, and anything out of yesterday surprise you?
Well, really, the margin by which Malik won, that was really the surprise. Because the three top candidates, Somerville, Mosley, and Malik, were very close in the polling coming up to Election Day. But we also have to remember that at least a third of the electorate was undecided. They didn't lean one way or another. They were open to being persuaded. And, what often happens in these kinds of races is that even though it's close going down the stretch, one of the candidates, wins the argument. They win people over, people who may have some reservations, but, they have to make a choice and they decide to go in a particular direction. And in this case, I think it was a direction towards change. And I think one of the elements of that change was a different kind of style. And, Marco Somerville, the city of Akron, owes him and his family a great debt of gratitude for all their services. But his argument was really experience. I've been there. I've done that. I've worked on these problems. And ultimately, at the end of the day, people decided for change to try something new rather than to go with experience.
John, did it surprise you with so much at stake when you talk about one, the Akron mayoral race, and then at-large council and city council? And then, of course, you had other mayoral races across the county in Talmadge and Norton and Barberton. Did it surprise you that only 15.7% voter turnout?
It was not surprising. I thought turnout would probably be in that range. I thought it might be a little bit higher in the city of Akron simply because there were seven candidates running for mayor and some new faces running for city council. One of the little rules of thumb is all other things being equal, the more candidates you have, more people turn out to vote because every candidate has their own personal following. So, if we look at just the total number of ballots cast in Akron, it really looks an awful lot like the last time we had a contested primary for mayor of Akron, which was in 2015 when Dan Horrigan was elected mayor. We're looking at, about 19,000 to 20,000 ballots cast. I think that even though there was some excitement in the race, it just didn't motivate a large number of people to turn out and vote. It wasn't bad turnout by historic terms, but it wasn't the kind of increase that you would have thought, given not just the candidates, but all the important issues that are on the table.
Yeah, and right now, John, if you don't look at motivation now, right, with so much going on with racial tension, and when you talk about public safety and education and neighborhoods, and then all the different personalities running for mayor, I really thought that we would exceed the numbers as far as voting, if ever, on a primary because what we had at stake in the city and the culture right now in Summit County and beyond.
Yeah, I would have thought so, too, as well. And so one of the questions that a lot of people are going to ask, you know, scholars like me, but all kinds of interested people, is, you know, what does it take to engage a larger number of our fellow citizens? Something's just not working as expected here. And I think those are really important questions, not only for all of us, but, of course, for the new mayor as well.
Yeah, and let's talk about the new mayor, John, with Akron history. Shamus Malik, age 32, person of color, to say, moving into that mayoral office in Akron.
You know, it's just really interesting. And, you know, when he had his acceptance speech last night, congratulating his opponents, but also claiming victory, he said, look, change is on the way. And I think there will be a change. And a lot of the change initially, I think, will be style. I think that Shamus will operate City Hall differently than his predecessors. That's not to put down his predecessors, but it'll just be a different style. But I also think there'll be some substance. And one of the things to watch over the next 9 months, because remember, he won't become mayor until we have the general election in the fall. Well, he won't have, an opponent, and he won't be sworn in as mayor until January. But to watch over the next 6 or 7 months, what kind of administration does he put together? You know, what firm plans does he have to implement that vision? And so I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time.
No doubt about it. John, thank you so much for your insight into yesterday's primary. And indeed, Shamus Malik will be the next mayor. 15.7% voter turnout. It did not surprise Dr. Green where we were with that amount of the turnout yesterday in the primary. John, thanks as always, my friend.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.